ninam sati sahasrasya apashatam atmatatvam viheshu griha merinam. Those persons who are materially engrossed, being blind to the knowledge of ordinary truths, have many subject matters for hearing in human society, O Emperor. So this is Sugata Goswami continue speaking to Parikshit Maharaj. There are actually many wonderful points in Srila Prabhupada's purport. One of them that really sticks in my mind is that Srila Prabhupada, he said that factually, the human life is meant for making an ultimate solution to birth, death, old age, disease. Thank you, Prabhu. So we have to understand, actually we all understand, that this material world is actually a place full of sufferings. Because whoever comes to this material world, he has to suffer from old age, disease, birth, old age, and disease. No matter who you are, whether you are a millionaire, billionaire, or famous movie star, or the President of the United States. So everyone has to suffer from birth, death, old age, and disease. And in the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna also told Arjuna that it's in the, it's actually in the chapter A. Actually, Prabhupada, he was mentioning this verse in his purport also. Chapter A, text number 16. It is said here that Abrahma Bhuva no loka, Puna jama apuna avati nojuna, Mam upetyantu kumte ya, Puna jama navidyate. The meaning is that from the highest planet in the material world down to the lowest, all are places of misery wherein repeated birth and death take place. But one who attains to my abode, O son of Kunti, never take his birth again. So we have to, you know, understand that the nature of this material world. We human beings, we are trying very hard. Like Srila Prabhupada was mentioning, so many ways to try to become happy, like economic development, scientific research, technology advancement, and so on. But actually, nothing can really makes us happy. And at the end, you know, we all have to die. So therefore, an intelligent human being, he should make an endeavor to make an ultimate solution to the ultimate problem, which is birth, death, old age, and disease. So, what is the ultimate solution for the problem? Actually, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada, he also said that the ultimate solution to the problem of life is to go back home, back to Godhead. That means, you know, this material world where we are living now is not our real home. In other words, we are all foreigners. Yeah. You know, I'm from China, and in my mind, I'm always thinking my home is China. But actually, after reading this verse, I realized, you know, actually my home is not China. Yeah. Because no matter what kind of material facilities I'm getting in China, still, you know, I'm not happy. I have to suffer from disease, old age, and death. So this material world is actually not our real home. Just like a fish out of water. So if we take a fish out of water, we can give the fish many good things, like we can make a gold crown for the fish, or we can give the fish a very soft bed. We can even give fish many young, beautiful women. Will the fish be happy or not? Yeah, the fish will not happy. Actually, the fish will struggling like anything. Yeah. But as soon as you put the fish back to the water, the fish will swim very happily. Yeah. So similarly, you know, this material world, wherever you are, whether you are in China, America, India, or Africa, no matter wherever you are, and no matter how many material facilities you can have, one can never, you know, be happy. Because by nature, we are not this material body. We are actually a spirit soul. We are actually spiritual beings entrapped within this material body. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada, he was saying in his purport that the ultimate solution to the problem of life is to go back home, back to Godhead. That means go back to the spiritual world, back to the place where we are originally coming from. And in the last paragraph, Srila Prabhupada, he tells us the process to go back to the spiritual world. What is the process? How we can get back to the spiritual world? Srila Prabhupada said, the process of going back home, back to Godhead, is to hear about the Supreme Lord and His name, form, attributes, pastimes, paraphernalia, and variegatedness. So, hearing, especially hearing Krishna's holy name. In the Shastra, it is said that Harinama, Harinama, Harinama eva kevanam, karu nastyeva, nastyeva, nastyeva katyanyata. That in the age of this Kali, the only way to become liberated is by chanting Krishna's holy name, chanting Krishna's holy name, chanting Krishna's holy name. And there's no other way, no other way, no other way. And in the Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, it is actually described the process. What will happen? I just want to read these few words to share these few words with everyone. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 2, start from text 17. It is said here, Srimatam Sakata Krishna Punya Shavana Kietana Ridyantasto Hyabhajani Vitunoti Suhri Satam Nasta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shoke Bhakti Bhavati Naishtiki Tadarajastamo Bhava Kamarobadayaschaye Chitta Etai Anaridam Stitam Satve Prasitadin Evam Prasana Manaso Bhagava Bhakti Yogadaha Bhagava Tattva Vigyanam Mukta Sangha Shajayate Vidyante Ritayam Grantis Chityante Sava Samsaya Shiyante Chashakamani Dishta Evat Vanishvare. The translation for this verse is Shri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is the Paramatma, Super Soul, in everyone's heart, and the benefactor of the choosing devotees, cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee who has developed the urge to hear his messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. By regular attendance in classes on the Bhagavatam and by rendering of service to the pure devotees, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed. And a loving service under the personality of Godhead, who is praised with transcendental sounds, is established as an irrevocable fact. As soon as irrevocable loving service is established in the heart, the effects of material modes of passion and ignorance, such as lust, desire, and hankering, disappear from the heart. Then the devotee is established in goodness, and he becomes completely happy. Thus established in the mode of unalloyed goodness, the man whose mind has been enlivened by contact with devotional service to the Lord gains positive scientific knowledge of the personality of Godhead in the stage of liberation from all material association. Thus, the knot in the heart is pierced, and all misgivings are cut to pieces. The chain of fruitive actions is terminated when man sees the self as master. So that is the process. That is how the process is working. Yeah. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada also described the householder life. Srila Prabhupada said that there are two kinds of householder life. One is called Grihastha, and the other is called Grihamedi. Yeah. So the Grihasthas are those who live together with wife and children, but live transcendentally for realizing the ultimate truth. And actually, we have devotee community here in OA, we have really wonderful Grihasthas, like Sri Madhava Mahotsavabhu and Tulsi Gopi Maharaji and the sons. They are actually, perfect example for us. Often, although Abhay is only a 5 years old child, often he's coming to attain the Mangalarti, coming for Prabhupada's Guru Puja, and coming for the Srimad Bhagavatam class. He knows how to offer flowers and pay his obeisance to Prabhupada. He knows how to offer obeisance to sannyasis, to the other devotees. It's a very wonderful devotee. Yeah. they are the perfect, example. If we can have hundreds and thousands of nice Grihasthas like this, then Krishna consciousness will take over the whole world, right? But the Grihamaris, they are completely different. Prabhupada said the Grihamaris are those who live only for the benefit for the family members, whether extended or centralized. So in this way, we can understand that 99.9% of the people in the world, they are actually Grihamaris. Yeah. I often go to the pier to distribute books, and often I can see so many people. They are coming with their family members and friends. But very rarely, they will walk to my book table and take the books. So I could understand people in general, they are just, engaged in sense gratification. They are trying to look something to satisfy the senses. So therefore, the majority of the people in the world, they are, Grihamaris. Yeah. But still, among so many people in general, still there are someone they showed interest in our books. And the only way to help them is to give them the chance. Give them this chance. Like my Guru Maharaj used to tell us, you should just go out and Krishna will take care of the result. Yeah. You just show them the book. If they touch the book, they will get so much benefit. What to speak of if they buy the book and make some donation and read the book, they will get much more benefit. And this is the only way to help the conditioned soul, you see. Especially this month, which is really very auspicious, when Lord Sri Krishna, he speaks the Bhagavad Gita, and also is Prabhupada's marathon. So we should try, as much as possible to go out and spread the message of this knowledge of Krishna consciousness. Because we understand that the main problem of this material world is because people are ignorant of this transcendental knowledge. And we devotees, we are the only one who knows this knowledge. So therefore we have responsibility to distribute this knowledge to the foreign conditioned soul. And in this way, Krishna, Guru and Krishna will be pleased with us. And if Guru and Krishna is pleased with us, then, our life will become successful, So I just stop here. Are there any questions and comments? Is Maharaj anything? Any comment? Okay, so we will stop. Thank you so much for... Oh, Babai has a question. Okay, what's your question, Babai? Okay, so we will stop here. What's that? Okay, we will stop here. Thank you so much for coming. Gantaraj Shrimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaura Bhaktavinda ki jai.